This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. Wednesdays on One Poem Only are for double the poetry. You'll hear me read one poem here, and then I'll sit in front of the camera with my microphone to read another by the same poet. You can find that reel over on Instagram. A pair of poems in two voices, one for your ears and one for your eyes. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today, the poet is Gigi. I'm reading Letter 14 from her book, The Maryland Rising, Letters to Maryland. You can discover more of Gigi's poetry on Instagram at the Gigi Rising, where you can also get a copy of her book. I link it on my website as well. Dearest Marilyn, why didn't you speak up? Why didn't you say something? All of the moments where you kept silence as your secret lover, why didn't you just scream? I'm just now learning that my rage is sacred, so pardon me for wanting to power through these pages with a blowtorch. You were so good, so pure, so angelic, and they had to demonize you. They took something so natural, so sacred, so expansive, and shrunk you down to a plain white halter dress. Little did they know of your witching ability to alchemize all the vanilla in the world into a hot fudge chocolate fucking sundae with rainbow sprinkles and the juiciest red sex pot cherry on top. They saw your beaming icy blue eyes and platinum blonde hair and said to themselves, "Yep, she's the devil in human form." How could they? How could they do that to you? And here's that sacred rage coming in. How could you allow it? Because every day I feel the strongest wave of your energy coursing through me, revitalizing and invigorating me for this treacherous and wild journey we call life. You know, I've always been more of an ice cream gal like yourself. Never much for pie, even though life keeps serving me many servings of the humble variety. I know you, I know my imperfections, and I know you spoke up when you needed to. And that all played out as it was magically meant to then, now, and forevermore. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.